they show. Or they may call them, most of the things.
Is your home still standing?
Nope. The disposal died about 10 years ago. When my parents died, it stayed up there vacant, I kept the thing locked up, but it got to be where night prowlers would break into it just about every night. Go by the next morning, see how the house was getting along, and the door had been broken down with an accident, it looked like. People had been in there, and they'd pick up things and take them out. So I just thought enough was enough of that. I turned around and sold all the furniture and fixtures out of it and sold the house.
How long did you live there?
Somewhere here.
Well, I had lived there.
I'm saying about J.D. Lord. J.D.
About 30 years. My parents stayed there after I left. When I got married, I went and got my own home. I think I stayed there about 30 years.
Could you describe the house to me? What it was like? The different
room
in it?
Well, it was one of these big old Barney sort of houses.
Big old what?
Barney.
Oh, yeah.
They dug a house off the ground. Lay them on post oak blocks and built with high rooms. The rooms were about 12 feet high. And then they were built that way so they'd have lots of ventilation in them. And then they'd have a high roof on them. I think my old house that I lived in, had 12 rooms in. But most of the old-fashioned houses were that way. They had big rooms, and families had lots of kids, and they'd have maybe three or four kids staying in every room. When I was a youngster coming up, there were nine of us staying in the house down there. So the original group had all gotten married and moved off, all except my mother. She stayed there. She was one of the maids. There were five of us. I think five of us. We had about the three to a room, or two, maybe two to one room. But the old houses were really not too bad. When you built those houses high up off the ground, on a hot day like today, there'd be a cool breeze coming down today, and it would cool the floor. And the heat coming down from the roof had such a long way to go that the heat would lose a lot of its potency because the ceiling was so high. So it really wasn't too bad.
I heard the other day. Can you tell me what the layout was, the different rooms and where they were?
Well, the living room on the right side of the front door. Bedroom on the left side. Dining room would be on the right side, past the living room, and then another bedroom. And then on the right side, there'd be a dining room. They called it a butler's closet. And that's just a place where you had furniture and